Meteorologists are warning that a brewing El Niño weather pattern could be one of the strongest on record. UCLA climate scientist Daniel Swain describes El Niño as a natural oceanic process that is caused by the dynamics of atmosphere and, in turn, also has major atmospheric effects. El Niños can have global weather impacts from raging atmospheric rivers to crop-killing droughts, and they can move around the jet streams that drive storm fronts across the northern hemisphere. El Niño conditions alternate with an opposite twin called La Niña, which results from cooler ocean temperatures in the western Pacific Ocean. Scientists have dubbed the phenomenon ENSO, the El Niño Southern Oscillation.
If you just want the simplest version of it, El Niño means unusually warm water in the eastern tropical Pacific Ocean, and La Niña means unusually cool water in the eastern tropical Pacific Ocean. But the reason why that matters so much is what happens in the tropical Pacific doesn't stay in the tropical Pacific. It teleconnects, or has remote actions at a distance, really across the entire planet.
Atmospheric scientists are measuring far higher than normal ocean temperatures along the equatorial Pacific. But there is even more going on. The western Pacific Ocean is about 2 feet higher than it is in the east. As normal westerly winds along the equator have weakened this year, the unusually warm water around Indonesia is cascading toward Ecuador, eventually warming waters along South and North America. Swain says that climate models from numerous science labs are coming to the same conclusion, the near certainty of a strong El Niño.
So consider that the vast majority of simulations and virtually all models are predicting a very high likelihood of not only an El Niño event, which is at this point virtually a 100% guarantee, but far more consequentially, very high odds, even more likely than not, greater than 50% odds, of a strong to extreme event. When I say extreme event, that would be analogous to what many have been calling quote-unquote super El Niño.
The current El Niño ocean warming cycle comes on top of already warming oceans worldwide due to climate change. Rising sea levels are the consequence. Swain points out that the ocean along California's coastline has risen between 6 inches and a foot over the past century. Ocean dynamics below the surface are at work as well. When the warm water reaches the Americas, it travels north and south carried by underwater flows called Kelvin waves. Dr. Swain says that if an extreme El Niño event does happen, the sea level along Northern California's coast will rise by another half a foot in the next few months.
A very strong El Niño event through coastally trapped Kelvin waves, inhibition of northwesterly flow, and a deepening of the warm layer within the top, I believe it's the top 300 feet of the ocean, so it's pretty deep, will result in warmer nearshore water temperatures, locally increased sea level by as much as about half a foot, which again is comparable to the total amount of sea level rise thus far from climate change in California. So effectively a temporary doubling of sea level rise this year. We'll get a preview of what sea level rise might look like a decade or two from now, this year.
Dr. Swain predicts that El Niño will bring a higher likelihood of severe rainstorms, along with coastal and inland flooding. Impacts could be widespread, affecting Mexico, the southwestern U.S., and even put Hawaii at greater risk of hurricanes. It could also produce wildfire hazard conditions in California's mountain regions. And he asserts that in the future, El Niño will become an even stronger indicator of climate change impacts.
We see this clear signal for wet conditions in California during strong El Niño events historically, but moving forward in a warmer climate, we actually see that that signal strengthens dramatically and becomes even more predictive. It actually becomes an even more reliable predictor of wet conditions the more warming there is. And I think that is relevant in this year when we're likely to experience a strong El Niño event amid record-breaking global temperatures caused primarily by global warming.
Scientists say that El Niño could have impacts on dry land as well. They warn that a combination of wetter conditions that spur abundant vegetation growth, followed by an early snowmelt, could increase wildfire risk as dry shrubs and grasses become fuel for ignition from lightning strikes and wind-driven embers. Researchers also say they are increasingly concerned long-term climate trends could be determined by a feedback loop involving fossil fuel-driven warming and the weather-wrenching impacts of the El Niño Southern Oscillation. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.